What's up, everybody? I'm Devon, and welcome to the Pump Fake Podcast, where every week we dive into all things WNBA. That's from the games straight to the players on and off the court, and give you our take as super fans from every drop step to pump fake. Right, Ash?
That's right, Dev.
All right, then let's do this.
Let's ball.
Good B-roll. My friends were like, what are B-roll?
I never use it, but you tell me this, I use it all the time. Oh my God. Right.
You're so stupid. I'm sorry.
Hey, everybody. What's up? I'm Dev.
And I'm Ash.
And this is the Pump Fake Podcast.
Pump Fake.
Listen, we're so happy to be back. This is intended to be a mini episode.
Pause.
Had to put our dog out. I can't say enough how excited I am to be back. So much has happened, Ash. We had a wonderful time with March Madness.
Yes, we did.
We had a friend pool with the brackets, yeah. And it was super cool. I ended up winning the bracket, but
I don't know how.
This is how. I had to go back and research it because one of my buddies picked the most correct.
Who barely watches the girls.
She picked the most right winners, but each round gives you different points. And then what carried me was the win with NC State. But anyway, we had a wonderful time with women's basketball. Yep. And we wanted to just stop and talk about like everything that's happened. So we're going to get straight to it.
Because to be honest, we wanted to talk about it during March Madness, but we were like, that doesn't really connect to the W. And so now finally our two worlds collide.
They are colliding.
And we can finally talk about it all.
All of it. So go us.
Yes, I'm ready now.
And so all this hysteria around Caitlin Clark being the number one pick, also having a record-breaking senior season.
Yeah.
And it's been wonderful to see all the hype around women's basketball. I mean, we've been here, right?
Yeah.
And so have our super fans that listen to us. But if you are just getting on board,
welcome.
We're so glad to have you. Women's basketball is the shit.
It is.
So we're going to cover a couple things real fast over this episode. Ash, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about we're going to give you a quick rundown on the draft if you don't know. I mean, we're just going to talk about just a few and some honorable mentions as well. Yeah. And this Caitlin Clark sitch, the whole shoe, she's getting a brand new shoe. People, you know, indifferent about the fact that Asia Wilson, while she hasn't had a shoe or offer that we know of. So lots of things to kind of cover. So let's get into the first deal.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, so I want to just talk really quickly about the draft. Obviously, if you know and you're watching it, paying attention, Caitlin Clark was the number one pick in the draft. It was crazy because one of our friends was like, what if she doesn't go number one? Which would have been like crazy. But also like, well, here we go.
Yeah.
Get on the bus. Mm-hmm. I'm going to run them down real quick. So number one, Indiana Fever get Caitlin Clark out of Iowa. Number two is Cameron Brink. She's going to the Los Angeles Sparks, coming out of Stanford.
That was a perfect fit. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a good fit for her. And I bet her mama had something to do with it. But anyway.
Oh. Whoa.
He didn't want her to go too far.
Right to the jugular.
He didn't want to go too far. Nah, she's from California. Like,
you ain't wrong.
Like,
keep it
going. To go number two?
No, you ain't wrong. Keep it going.
Number three, the Chicago Sky pick Camilla Cardosa from the University of South Carolina, the Gamecocks. Super exciting. Number four, LA picks Rekia Jackson from Tennessee. Number five, the Dallas Wings pick J.C. Shelton from Ohio State. And by this time in the draft, I was getting a little nervous because I'm like,
I was texting the group chat.
Angel Reese was still sitting.
Where's my girl? Where's Angel going to sit?
At the table, right. Number six, Washington Mystics choose Aaliyah Edwards from UConn. And here we go, number seven, Chicago. Ooh,
lucky number seven, though.
Also picked Angel Reese. Two big, big competitors all the way through March Madness, all the way through the season this year.
Apparently all the way from NCAA. High school.
Yeah, so I didn't even know they were playing that far back. So number eight, Minnesota, choose Elisa Peely from Utah. Number nine and 10 were players from France, Carla Liete and Layla Lacan. Number 11, the New York Liberty, choose Marquisha Davis from Ole Miss. Go Coach O.
Yes.
Got her one. And number 12, the Atlanta Dream choose, forgive me, I'm not going to be able to say this name. They choose a player from Australia, Naya Diu Poch.
Wow. Wow. I don't even know why you
did that. I tried. Because, you know, respect. I got to respect
for it. For sure. No, you're not wrong.
But yeah, that was the first round in the WNBA draft. A couple honorable mentions to note. Kate Martin was a teammate of Caitlin Clark. Went to the Aces in round two. Liz Kitley from Virginia Tech went to the Aces. And yeah.
Ooh, you forgot Nika Mule. She's going to Seattle. She was picked number 14 in the second round.
My bad.
So, which is really cool because she's another UConn Husky to go. Sue Bird retiring, her kind of like filling in the spot. So that's kind of a historical moment. Mm-hmm. So I think what I was really excited about, and I'm officially a Chicago Sky fan.
Okay.
Angel Reese and Camila Cardoso both going to Chicago. Like, what do you mean?
Low key, I wanted to like.
What do you mean?
I know. Our two friends from Chicago are ecstatic to hear, was ecstatic to hear this news. Our texts were blowing up. We were up all night. Look, shout out to whoever the stylist is for the commissioner.
Wait a minute.
Kathy.
Yeah, she did look good.
Kathy Engelbert's new stylist, actually for like this season and last season, has really turned a corner for us. So we're really happy.
She's looking fly.
Looking the
she
part.
She was looking good.
She was looking commissioner-ish.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, the girls came out dressed. I am really excited. I also don't want to forget, and I know we've got to go into it.
Yeah.
Phoenix Mercury chose Charisma Osborne.
Gonna get there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, this is perfect.
Okay. What are your thoughts on that? And then I do want to talk about what the girls were wearing, but I just want your thoughts on that one.
So Phoenix Mercury, across the screen in big bold letters, it talked about what each team needed. And it said Phoenix needs size because we did lose our size and rebounder with Breonna Turner. She's actually going to Chicago, got traded. So think about
and
it.
And we lost Meg Gustafson.
Yes. So we don't have a lot of size outside of Brittany Griner. She's can't, you know, play the full 40 minutes or whatever. We needed size, but they chose guards or a guard.
Yeah.
With the one pick they did have. I think at the time there was still some power forward center. Point four is still waiting to be drafted. But listen,
I just don't understand.
We don't know what the Phoenix Mercury has in store for us. But speaking about the girls, let's get back to the wardrobe of things.
Okay. So that's
all I have. Because I don't know what to expect. We know Diana Taurasi is returning again. BG is about to take on a full parenthood here in a couple months.
Congratulations to the Griners. Oh my gosh. That onesie, I really can't.
The little onesie.
It was a baby Mercury onesie.
Yep. Oh. The couple announced their new bundle on the way. We can call it Joy.
Yes.
Joy.
Absolutely. And I don't know if y'all saw the new hot merch, but we already went ahead and copped that. So y'all need to get into it.
Yes. Speaking of merch.
Get into it.
Merch, sales, equal salary for the girls.
Mm.
So let's get to it, Ash. Next segment.
Okay.
Okay. So there was an Instagram post or something, I think Twitter post, that Ice Cube posted, which, don't quote me verbatim, but it was including an offer to pay Caitlin Clark $5 million to join his 3-on-3, 3x3 league. Yeah. And I think it's called the Big Three.
Sure.
Instead of the salary and instead of playing for the WNBA.
And so it was instead of, not in addition to.
In addition to, it just so a huge stir, $5 million. Nobody can blink at $5 million. So it definitely got the attention of everybody. The issue about the pay in the WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think, like, with college players, they lose money, you know, going to the WNBA opposed to just remaining in college, soaking up that NIL money.
Yeah.
And on and on and on. When you saw the tweet, what was your first thought, Ash?
I said, well, good for her. you know, honestly, this is new for women in college to be able to make money. And just understanding the ways that they're making money has been new for me.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that when she comes out of college, you know, she's not going to be paid what the men are being paid, right? Which has been the argument.
Right.
What is assumed to be the argument. And so to see that, I was like, well, good for her, you know? But follow-up, it sounds like, what's the deal with that?
That's okay. Where I'm going next. So okay. We're watching some games, I think in the March Madness, and the ticker said that Caitlin Clark's agents or representation hadn't heard anything from Ice Cube directly. So this is where I was like, oh, I see what this is. I saw right through the game. I was like, so wait. He tweets this and her reps haven't heard anything?
Crickets.
Directly from Ice Cube. So my thing is, it was a possible exploitation of the moment to bring attention to his own league.
Yeah.
If he never had made any contact to Caitlin's people directly, like if he was just out here just, you know, chattering, booty chatter is what you want to call it.
Never in my life.
You never heard of like booty chatter?
No.
It's talking out your... Okay. So, I mean, but like it's another way that I think the system, you can call it, I don't know what, men take their opportunity to then make money off the backs of women when he never had plans to make that offer, but yet it drew attention to his league, which I don't know about you. I'm not watching it. And I watch women's basketball. I consume all the women's basketball. I can't. So I don't know nothing about his league. I'm not saying it's good or bad from a consumer. A person that watches basketball, I've not heard, not seen anything about his league. So again, bringing attention.
I mean,
by making a tweet.
So I've seen the league. I'm bored, though. Ooh. I'm completely bored. There are no women. So I think that was the draw, too. Oh. There's no women involved in this league. Okay. So she would have been like that one exception.
Oh.
And so I think that's what the interesting piece of it is as well. In addition to your point about him trying to call attention to his league. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that was an interesting ploy. The funniest part, though, is when she even verbally was like, I haven't heard anything, so I don't know what he's talking about.
We'll see how it develops over time and if she ever comments again on whether or not she heard. But like I said, days have passed by and Caitlin heard nothing. Next. So that leads us into the salary conversation as it is. Right now, the starting rookie pay is around $75,000. Don't quote me on the amount, but it's in the 70s. A lot of people are pointing fingers and the women shouldn't make this much. And how dare you compare, you know, Caitlin Clark to Giannis, you know, as a rookie. And, I think I saw even a clip that the last person to be drafted in the NBA, dead last person to be picked, was drafted with a starting salary of $1.1 million. So you're talking about the number one pick in the WNBA. Wow. So it's a lot of to be said about it. Ash, to also correct some people that think that players are asking to make what NBA players make is kind of one of those misinformed views of what the players are actually asking for. In fact, Ash, there was something that Kelsey Plum said.
Yes. She said something like to the fact that like they're not asking to get what the men are getting paid. They're just asking to get paid the same percentage of revenue shared. Her example that she gave was like jersey sales in the arena. Like they might sell 1,000 Kelsey Plum jerseys, but she's not going to see any of that money.
No money. None of it. So yeah, like I think they call it collective
it's part of
bargaining.
The contract, that they have right now. So I think next year they'll be able to renew that contract or change that. So hopefully that will change. So she was saying like it's not like this is permanent, but she wanted to just make it clear that they're not trying to get paid 1.1, even though I think that's incredibly ridiculous,
right?
And disrespectful. You know what I mean?
Because we can go down that road, like on how far
we can't.
Like how is perfectly fine that a woman asks for what she believes she should be paid. So if we're going to talk about the facts is that the women would like to be paid on their likeness, on their name, their jerseys, the retail that they sell, because they draw attention to the league, not just putting butts in seats, but also people are buying their merch for the popularity of that player, and they should be making money on that, period.
I would just also like to make a little complaint. I get it. Caitlin Clark, it's exciting that she's here. We love that. But
the
merch. Did go online because for my birthday, we're going to the Indiana Fever game. And so I wanted to wear like Aaliyah Boston was Rookie of the Year. And the fact that I went on to the site and was looking for Aaliyah Boston merch and couldn't find anything, I think that's completely ridiculous. I get it. We're all excited about Caitlin Clark. I get it. I understand. I know that's what this is about. But there are so many other women in the league who have attributed to so much. And so it's like, Right. Don't forget that. And the other good part I'll say is that I do see that Caitlin is saying the same thing, right? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like she's echoing that. She sees that there are, you know, that there is this imbalance with her coming into the league, right. And she doesn't want to forget
the ones that opened the door for her.
Yeah. But
good point. And people are just going to pick the winning horse. No disrespect.
Yeah.
And people are putting their money on trying to find the moment where they can pull attention. No, nobody's a horse. But like even the Phoenix Mercury sent an email out, you know, selling tickets for their game against the Indiana Fever. And it says against the Rook. And she's like a shadow. It's a shadow. But you can tell it's Caitlin Clark because they also have number 22 on this shadowed player. What are they called? The Goat and the Rook is what they called it. So like every team right now is
capitalizing off of it.
The Washington Mystics are moving to a larger arena because they're preparing to sell more tickets than normal. And this is a good thing. This is a good thing. And thankfully, like Caitlin's not like a snob. She's still confident, but also balancing this huge amount of attention. Because it can't be easy for a 22-year-old. It can't be easy for a young person.
Listen, we all know what I was doing at 22.
Not this.
So on that note, Diana said something to the effect of reality is coming for Caitlin as she comes into the league. And so what do you think about that? What are your thoughts on?
Reality is coming because DT's knees go be sore and wrapped up. Reality is coming. It is coming. The reality is you're going to have to sit a couple games out. You're not going to be able to keep up much longer. And I'm 41 also. So what you're doing is not normal. Like you are ahead of the pack in those ways. No disrespect, but like get ready. It's gonna be fun to see him compete for real. Like it's gonna be fun to see. Everybody should be tuning into that game.
Well, I mean, I guess Diana's soundbite there, it's longer than that, but she was telling her reality is coming for Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
And her reality coming to the league. I think it's interesting to me that Caitlin's like understanding that reality is coming because in her post interview during the draft, she had mentioned that we all know that she can score, but we forget that she can assist. Mm-hmm. And so I think she understands that her role is going to shift. Her role is going to change. It is going to be new. She is playing against these women who have played all over the world for many, many seasons. One thing that Diana was saying is that you might have been superhuman against 18-year-olds, but you're coming to play against, you know, grown-ass women. Everybody took that so negatively. Number one, we all know Diana doesn't give a what y'all think about
her.
And number two,
she's already done it. She's been there and she's recognized it, right?
And you know Diana in that game is going to give her a little one or two. Yep. She does it to everybody.
I'm willing to put a preseason, I don't know what you call it, not a bet or a wager, but I'm willing to stick my neck out there and say, Asia Wilson has something coming. The Aces have something coming for the Indiana Fever. And I'm willing to put my neck out there and say, I think the Aces can hold Caitlin Clark their first game under 15 points.
Hmm.
Okay. I think they can hold her to 15 points.
I think I need to see the first couple of preseasons. I really am curious about who we're going to see walking on the court in that jersey.
Perfect.
I'm interested.
So that's going to get us to the next topic.
Okay. Hippity hop over.
Bam. So Ash.
What?
We already talked about the trades and the fades in the last episode we did. For example, Kalia Copper,
Natasha
Cloud are coming to Phoenix, and you know, Breonna Turner's out. You've got like all kinds of things happening with the team makeup right now.
Mm-hmm. New coaching staffs.
New coaching staff. Mm-hmm. Ty Young, mm-hmm. Port City going to Chicago. Back to.
Listen, I don't know if y'all have seen the Chicago merch because I need you to understand that that's where I hop to immediately.
Yep.
Camila and Angel have cute crops.
Right.
Get into it.
Right. So we need to do our part, girls and fellas.
Teresa Weatherspoon?
Look, super fans. We need to do our part. Number one, salaries, we can support that by, like, even if you're not close to a city with a team, rep the merch. Go on the website, buy something, support a player, and put the word out there. Like, the more people see it, the more you're gonna run into people. That I ran into a lady in Las Vegas, and she was like, you know, could be my grandmother, but she was rocking Las Vegas stuff. I was rocking, you know, WNBA stuff. Like, and we just had conversations. So do that.
Yeah.
Download the app, pay for it. I used to be a staunch, vehemently hated the WNBA app, but that was, I found out, was user error.
We've had some episodes about how much you didn't like that.
But my mind has changed.
Yeah, we're back.
And look, even the preseason games are available on the app. So it's one time fee for the whole season. This is what we can do as super fans.
Raise them and praise them. I'm so excited about it.
This is what we can do to support and give the just due that the WNBA deserves. Mm. And this is how we expand the league too. Attention, ratings, watchings, expands the teams. It was talked that even the 12 can turn into 16.
Oh, so, yes. I'm so excited about that.
Let's take advantage of the moment.
What we meant by that was the league's probably expanding to 16 teams, which will give, 45 more spots and opportunities.
Don't get me to math.
That's exciting. Yeah, I can't math either, so I'm probably wrong.
But check this out. So we talk about super teams.
Ooh,
all the time. And we know that the Aces are one. The Liberty is another. Quite possibly Seattle is one. I'm looking to see how Skyler and NECA gel.
I'm so excited.
This is going to be a season you don't want to miss. This is why you need to go ahead and download the app now. In fact, May 3rd is preseason. The game is going to be on, so we can already get a jump and look and see
sponsorship out here.
How, who, and what's going to happen. I just want to give y'all a quick peek. Now, over the last 5 or 6 seasons now, Indiana has been on the bottom, at the bottom, the most losses of any team. But check this roster out real quick.
Excited
the
about
depth
this.
That Indiana's created. Caitlin Clark, Erica Wheeler, Kelsey Mitchell, Katie Lou Sam, Lexi Hull, Aaliyah Boston, Grace Berger, Nalissa Smith, and Demiris Dantas. Like, this is the depth that Indiana has been building over the years. I think Erica Wheeler, she's a fantastic guard. She's going to have her choice. Yeah, Coach Sides has a dream right now. So hopefully they can put it all together.
Yeah.
Oh, the Atlanta Dream.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Renee Montgomery. Coach Wright, they're putting together a scheme.
You can't any of these games.
You can't sit them out. Really. This is our time. This is our moment as fans. And I'm so glad that y'all have joined us for this miniature episode. Ash, what else you got? You look like you got something to say. What I miss?
Oh, well, since you didn't ask me, but I'm going to tell you anyway. my top 5 teams for this season, with all of these changes and shifts. And I want to say, like, I didn't really look at rosters, but just kind of thinking about where they ended last season. Mm-hmm. And I know that some chess has been played this season and just thinking about a lot of the trades that happened. Mm-hmm. So go back and look at the Atlanta Dream. So I have them in my top 5. Indiana Fever.
Wait, so this is your top 5 based on what you know right now today?
Yeah.
That you think will be the top 5?
Yes.
Come the end of this season?
Uh-huh.
Okay, give it to
now,
me.
Now, not in any specific order, okay. So don't.
Fair.
And there might be 6, not 5. So leave me alone because I forgot about one. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So Atlanta, Indiana, Chicago Sky, Seattle Storm, Las Vegas Aces, duh. And then, of course, New York Liberty because they were like the last 2 last season.
So we basically.
That's 6.
My top 5 were pretty much the same.
Oh.
Because I actually forgot about Seattle. But I had to put them back in.
Skyler, NECA, and those, and Jewel Lloyd.
But you know, you know who we're missing, and we all. I think a lot of us tend to skip over
who
the Connecticut Sun.
Damn,
and that's why you really
they
can't
always come out of nowhere. They hit blindside.
They come out of nowhere, and they end up leading the East.
You.
Yep, they lead the East. They end up in the playoffs.
This is terrible. And it's gonna be rough. It's gonna be rough.
This
season.
Is why. Listen, write the check. Listen, download the apps. Asia needs a shoe.
Ooh, period. Period.
Cheryl Swoops, I think she was the first to kind of let us all know that, look, these rookies are great, but they're going to get an awakening.
Yeah,
and it's been
right.
the sentiment
you're
for
right.
a lot of people.
Facts.
But no, I'm just trying to give my roses while we can.
No, you're right.
Look, you guys, thank you for coming back. And
yeah.
we're so glad that you could join us. Check us out on Insta. We're also on Threads. What else, Ash?
I know we didn't get to the girls' outfits. We did keep alluding to that at the beginning.
Yeah.
But they were killing it. Y'all saw it. Go back and look. Nika Mule, Cameron Brink, Camila, Angel with the tooth. Mm-hmm. Everybody was, Rekia had a wardrobe change. So go back and look at the girls.
And Kate Martin's little like suit.
Yeah, she was
giving.
Like the girls were giving.
Also the bow tie.
Oh, Paige Becker, she was just visiting.
Paige?
She was just watching.
I'm talking about the red bow tie.
Oh,
a good sis from Syracuse. Yes.
Diasia. Diasia? Did I get it?
Forgive us.
Diasia Fair.
Diasia Fair.
Woo!
It's always nice to see.
It was great.
Everybody, finest.
Yes. Yeah. So go back and look at the fits. They were fire. And then the last thing is, if you're new to the league and you're watching, I would say this. Mm-hmm. Zipit.com and be observant.
This is just
because
this time
you clearly do not know really what's going on here. Like, I just, because there was somebody in the comments, but somebody gave some misinformation. I had to go ahead and correct them. Yeah. And then I had other people come. I didn't, you know, do all the extra chatter. Yeah. But again, it was obvious that you're new here.
Just
this
spectate.
Is our territory.
Sit back.
So sit back, enjoy yourself. Learn the names. The fact that somebody came up to Asia Wilson and asked her she was a WNBA player because she was tall. Like, things like that. Like, just zipit.com.
Yep.
Watch what's happening.
Yep.
Buy the tickets, buy the merch, support all the girls. Mm-hmm. All the girls. Mm-hmm. And that's really it. That's all I have.
Good advice. It's really good advice because that way you can bypass a couple fades. Mm-hmm. Y'all, this has been another episode. We're going to see you right back probably after the first regular season game, but we're going to be definitely watching for the preseason. Thank you so much for joining us. Tell a friend, share the show, please comment, subscribe, and we're going to see you back next time, baby.
Shout out to our family and friends. We love y'all.
We'll see y'all.
Adios.
Peace.
Bye.